Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. And when you create a cause for your practice, like this is why we're doing it, and everybody can gather around that cause, it really makes it amazing. And for example, one of my causes is we want to create a life in our practice where people have time for their kids. And so to us, we had goals that we needed to establish so we can get done at 3 o'clock.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Tarun Agrawal, better known as T-Bone. And I'm bringing you this week's episode of Dentistry Made Simple. And we are finally joined by my co-host, Meredith Cooper Jones.
I feel like you say that every week, and here I am.
I do say that every week. You're with me. I record episodes without you because you're out eating bonbons or whatever you're doing.
Gallivanting around the country.
Doing something.
Not working.
Not working, clearly.
All over the country.
Listen, this week's episode, we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of making major changes to your practice. But before we get into that, I'm going to talk to you about our 3D mastermind. Look, we all had a dream that we're going to build a practice that was going to support our life, that was going to allow us to take an afternoon off to go watch our kids play, allow us not to worry about money. And somehow it seems like the harder and harder we work, the more and more we get on that hamster wheel. If that describes your situation in dentistry, if it feels like you're just barely keeping your head above water, whether that's financially, whether that's leading your team, whether that's just in the amount of dentistry that you're doing, it's time that you take control of your practice. And there's no better program in dentistry to do that with than the 3D Dentist 3D Mastermind. You're going to be coached and led by myself and Dr. Sully Sullivan, we are both practicing dentists who are doing it on a day-to-day basis. I've been there, I've done it, I'm keep doing it, and he's taking it and implemented it and moved it at a high level. And we're here to work with you one-on-one and in a group coaching environment to help you take back control of your practice and love dentistry again. We see it over and over and over again. It's an application-only program. So visit our website, 3d-dentist.com/application, apply for the mastermind, and Meredith will reach back out to you to do an initial intake call, and then she'll sit down with me and Sully and decide if you're going to be a good fit for what we're doing. Our program starts again in January 2023. We have a few spots open. If you'd love to join, we'd love to have you, and let's see if it can be a good fit. So now let's get into this week's episode, and I'm going to turn it over to my lovely face for radio, Meredith.
Hi, everyone. Let's get into today's episode, the good, the bad, and the ugly of changing your practice. And I think a lot of times when people come the first week of the mastermind or to any coaching program, one of the biggest things is getting back and getting things implemented with your team. So, you know, let's talk about the good, and then we'll talk about the bad and the ugly. Or do you want the bad and the ugly first?
I think the bad and ugly kind of come hand in hand together. But let's talk about the goods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the good parts of any coaching program, specifically our 3D Mastermind, would be life-changing education. Yeah. Because it affects more than just your practice.
Yeah, you know, here's the truth. I feel like I'm stuttering there a little bit, but
so excited.
Yeah, here's the truth. You know, there's a lot of places to get good education. There's too many places to get good education, but really the challenge is the education helping you drive what's most important? And what's most important, at least for me, and I know for many of you listening, is that you want to feel like you're succeeding at a high level in your practice, but you also want to feel like you're winning at life. And really that's what we do differently, is we're focused on winning at life, using our practice as the means to do that. So what are some of the goods of, or should be the goods of any type of consulting, coaching program, or just change you're doing on your own? The first thing is you get clear about yourself. You get clear and you're simplifying your life and you're understanding very clearly about who you want to be, what type of practice you're trying to build, you know, what kind of people you need around you. And you're not just doing things, hoping for something to stick to the wall and hoping that it works. You really got a plan of action in place. And it's designed and led by your own thoughts. And to me, that's the first thing you got to do is figure out what you're trying to accomplish. What problem are you trying to solve? And so that, to me, is a great thing, because for me, it was freeing when I figured out what kind of dentist I wanted to be and what type of dentistry I wanted to do and how much money I needed to make to support my current life and plan for the future so that I could retire and I could have more flexibility and freedom in my life. You know, once I got through that, I started seeing light at the end of the tunnel. And that's a tough exercise to really think about your life and put your ego aside. And it's tough, but you know, any type of good change, any type of real change in your practice, you know, there's something freeing and good about getting clear about what you're trying to accomplish, what problem you're solving, your unique place in the marketplace. So that to me is a great part of doing this, because it allows you to get clear and it gets you more clear about what kind of spouse to be, what kind of, you know, husband or wife to be, what kind of father or mother to be, what kind of friend to be for people, how you can prioritize. Like, I'll give you guys an example. One of my good friends, he plays golf every Thursday morning. And I was like, you know what? I want to try to figure out how I can play golf with him every Thursday morning or most Thursday mornings. And then we started building our schedule around that, because playing on the weekend has become more difficult as my kids are teenagers. They have football, they have this, they have that, or all these different things going on. So we've got to adjust life. That means I've got to make my money. I still got to make money. I got to make that money in a different way, in less hours or less days. And so kind of putting all of that together has been really, it's been really good for me.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, once they get that clarity within themselves of what they want, they can become a better coach for their team, but they can also overcome expectations of other people. And I think we have a lot of people who work with a spouse, a parent, or even just a mentor that they look up to highly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they feel like they have to please them.
Yeah. You know, dentistry or owning any business should be all about you. You know, it shouldn't be about your parents or your business partner or your spouse even. It should be really about what you want and how that fits into your life so you can be a better parent, spouse, partner, all of those things. And a lot of that really has to do with expectations. And to me, expectations is a lot about communication and leadership, and to be able to say no and to set the expectation for your team members and set the expectation for your children or whoever else it may be around you. And to me, once you have those expectations, you kind of define, you know, what kind of practice you're going to be, and you try to fill it with the things that make you happy. You're able to start saying no to other things. You're able to start getting over your own insecurities about, you know, what everybody, you know, like the worst of this is social media. I'm so happy I grew up in a time, you know, or the first 5 or 6 years of my practice was social media free, because God, if I was starting a practice today, looking at all this stuff on social media, I don't know what I would do,
yeah.
You know, because I'm so competitive, you know, and I'm less competitive now because I'm so much, I've gotten rid of the expectations that my parents had for me, or that, you know, my kids have of me, or my spouse had of me, or Meredith had of me, or Caroline had of me. It's really about me. And your practice should be about you. And any type of change you develop in your practice, any type of consulting program, any type of coaching program, any type of inner circle, mastermind, any of those things, if it doesn't start focused on you, I think you should question what you're doing and why you're doing it, because it's got to be about you, or honestly, it's not going to be successful, or it's not going to be as successful as it could and should be.
Yeah, one thing I want to mention before we get into the bad and the ugly. We've talked about a couple things for the good: life-changing education, overcoming expectations, learning about yourself and really making things about you, and becoming a better spouse, parent, and boss. And one of the things I really like to share with people is, if you know what your vision is, does your team know? Yeah. And a lot of people would say yes. I said, so if I went and asked your team what your goals are for the next 5 years, I would almost guarantee they probably have no idea. So for example, one of the examples I like to give is, you had a dentist say, I would really, it would make me happy to be able to go to lunch with my wife on Mondays. And you said, well, does your team know this? And he was like, no way. Like, we work through lunch every day. And he said, so I want you to text your assistant, your lead assistant, your office manager, and your wife all on the same text and say, it would be very important for me to go to lunch with whatever his wife's name was every Monday. So she saw, one, that he was trying, because this could help you in other aspects of your life as well.
Maybe.
One, that you're really trying, and two, to your team, that that's important to you. And what were their responses back?
We'll make it happen. I never knew this.
Yes.
God, yes, of course. Yeah.
So I think getting out there what your goals are, because what's important to you becomes important to them. And that's something that you always say. And it shows, like, you know, when you focus on implants, the implant side of your practice does well. When you focus on sleep part of your practice does well. So basically, whatever is important to you for the whole practice becomes important to your team.
Yeah, so, and leading your team, I mean, that's a good, I mean, we're going to talk about the bad part of it, but leading your team and getting to know them and, you know, connecting with them and getting them in tune, on the same page, you guys are rowing the boat together. There's something magical about that, because we're all headed to the same place, and our boat is full of people that are headed to the same place. And, you know, you're surrounded by people who share that vision, who are ready to serve, and who have a servant mentality. You know, it's so nice. I mean, it's the good. It's the good about all of this.
And it becomes more than a job for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It really becomes a lifestyle and a cause. You know, I learned, maybe about a couple of years ago, that if you develop a cause, you know, people want to be around a cause. And when you create a cause for your practice, like, this is why we're doing it, and everybody can gather around that cause, it really makes it amazing. And for example, one of my causes is, we want to create a life in our practice where people have time for their kids. And so to us, we had goals that we needed to establish so we can get done at 3 o'clock. Each day, so that way they could go home and they could be there when their kids got home, or they could pick up the kids from school, or they could get other things done before their kids got home or before their spouse got home. And that's a cause. That's a cause everybody can get around. Making more money isn't necessarily a cause. You know, getting home at 3 so you can be with your family is a cause. Or some people, like, hey, can you take me away from my family? You know, then adding hours can be your cause. So that's so important in all of this, and understanding your team. And good leadership is about, first and foremost, leading yourself. Secondly, understanding and leading your team. And then you lead your patients. But before you can lead yourself and lead your team, you can't lead your patients. So a good coaching, consulting, mastermind, inner circle, whatever you want to call it, there's got to be a leadership component to it. And it starts with leading yourself.
Yeah, well, let's get into the bad and the ugly of changing your practice and being in some type of coaching program. The ugly would just be the pain and change. So we probably just talk about the bad.
but it is ugly.
Yeah.
You know, look, what change in your life hasn't been painful?
Yeah.
Whether that's a death, whether that's a loss of a spouse, whether that's kids leaving for college, whether that's change in team members, whether that's an argument with a friend, a friend that you no longer gonna be friends with. There's pain in all of that. Whether that's, you know, my A1C was 9.8 and they told me I couldn't eat sugar anymore. There was pain in that. But now my A1C is down to a 6.1. And I think at some point in the next few months, it'll be below a 6, which is non-diabetic.
Which means to allow you to have good berries on the regular.
No, that'll get me back to a 9.8.
We've been limiting him.
But all change involves pain. And my point in saying this is, if you're not ready for pain, or if you're not willing to deal with pain, then don't make a change. Just keep doing what you're doing. Because honestly, you're going to waste your time, you're going to waste your money, and if who you're working with is anything like me, it's going to make me feel like I failed, because I want everybody to win, and I want to be surrounded by people who are committed to winning. So if you're not ready for the pain, or if you think there's no pain, or if you think just attending is going to make a difference, it's not. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to put the hard work in. And with hard work comes pain. That is the ugly. And then there's some bad with it. So Meredith, what bads are we going to talk about?
Yeah, so just, it's still part of the change. But going back and implementing new systems and standards into your practice. And I mean, for example, we've had someone who wasn't collecting any money. Yeah. So firm financial arrangements before we schedule appointments, things like that. And then you'll have team members who have said, well, we've done it like this for the 20 years that I've been here. We have, you know, these patients that have been patients for 20 years and I know they're going to pay.
Yeah.
It's like, well, this is how we do it now, you know.
And with all this change, I think the worst, the ugliest and the bad of all of it is we're going to lose team members. Mm-hmm. You know, it's said that you lose about half your team members when you purchase a practice within 18 months. We know in the merger world, when two businesses merge, after about 18 months, it's a new business and a new culture and a new personality. And the same thing occurs in dentistry, whether it's you're buying a practice and you're taking over for an old guy, quote unquote, or you're transforming your practice and you're really committed to make it something different, you are going to lose team members, and that hurts. And sometimes they're good people and they're people you like and they like you and you don't want it to be this way. But I'm here to tell you, you're going to lose people because some people don't want to make a change, or this is not the time in their life to make a change. They don't agree with you. They don't agree with the decision. And this isn't limited to just people that are buying a practice. This is me too. You know, I remember 5 or 6 years ago, I decided to make a major change in my practice, that I was going to be a certain type of dentist and I was no longer going to accommodate this or that. And we lost people. We lost 50% of our team over the next 12 months because I was committed to making that change. I was committed to winning. And not everybody, and that doesn't mean that they're not winners. It just means they're not committed to winning and going through the pain and pushing themselves along the way with you. And some people you can drag along. Some people they'll go with you. Some people you'll drag along. And at some point, a dead weight is a dead weight, and you've just got to make change.
Especially if it's more than just a little push.
Yeah, and especially if you're dragging them along. Yeah. It's tiring.
Well, one thing I like to say that Rick always said is that they've never they lost a lot of team members when they were in the, you know, change from 80s style dentistry to 2020, kind of went a jump of like 40 years.
But it's very appropriate.
Yeah. He said that they never had anyone replace that was worse.
Yeah.
So they always found better people and people who were more up with the technology. And even if they didn't have experience, they were more willing to
They brought a different
learn,
energy.
Yeah, you know. And culture, and they built that. So after losing team members, we would say like setting boundaries and expectations. So for example, we won't work through lunch anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of people came and said, yeah, we have a lunch some days. Or I tell the team, just give me an hour between 12 and 2 or... You know, well, we usually have it at 1, but we work through it every day. Or we usually end at 5, but I don't leave till 7. Yeah. And it's like, you know, okay, I'll miss my son's soccer game this one time.
Oh,
but God. Then it's
turns into 4
every
times.
Time. Yeah. And so setting those boundaries that we will not see patients through lunch, it's a culture killer.
Yeah, it
to
is
not.
And to me, again, you're going to set this box of what you're trying to be. And one of the bads and the ugly part of it is you have to start learning to say no to things. You have to say no to patients. You have to say no to team members. You have to say no to reps. You have to say, sometimes you have to say no to a spouse, or you have to say no to yourself. Like, no, you can't go take a 2-hour nap in the middle of the day. Or, and we're going to have to set boundaries. And then we're going to have to be accountable too. And this is one of those things in any type of change, is you can't be the only leader of the change, because then if you don't feel like doing something, everybody around you won't feel like doing something. So you have to establish that somebody can override you, whether that's a team member that you trust, whether that's a spouse, whether that's your coach, whether that's somebody can come to you and say, no, you're going to have to buck up, bud, and make it happen. You know, it's like that day I didn't want to finish a procedure. I didn't want to do the second arch on a case. And there, Megan looked at me and says, nope. Yeah. You're going to do it today.
Yeah.
And at the end of the procedure, I said, thank you for making me do that.
You were so glad, right?
Because I didn't want to come back and do it. But
yeah. And the patient doesn't either.
Yeah, well, the patient was asleep.
So. Yeah, but they don't want to have to get sedated again.
No, they don't.
Like,
that's
a whole process, a driver, a day off work. So it's a
change. Look, in the end, change is not just good, it's amazing. Okay? Very rarely is there change that is bad. Okay? Change is often and typically amazing. But with that change comes bad and ugly. And during the bad and ugly phase, you're going to question yourself. Why am I doing this? Is this right? Is this truly the best thing for me? But if you stick with it, you stick to the process, you get clearer, you get better leadership, you hold more accountability, the outcome is always going to be better. At least 95% of the time, it's going to be better. Mm-hmm. And that's to me, is very important, is that we continue to make progress, because there is no middle ground. You're either growing or you're starting to die. Okay? So you have to decide.
You're starting to die.
I'm not saying you're dead.
Dead.
But no, you really are. And look, with a business, it's easy. 1 year of falling behind, or 2 years of falling behind, takes 4 or 5 years to make up for. So do yourself a favor, get into 2022, 2023, stop living in the 2000s or even worse, the 1990s, because dentistry is different, the people are different, the patients are different, the world is different. So if we can help any way at 3D Dentists, if I can help personally, if Meredith can help, reach out, schedule a strategy call, let us know how we can help you, what you're looking for, what you want to accomplish. We're just here to help, and look forward to seeing you guys on next week's episode.